Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.
NVIDIA, few things that stuck out to me. Jensen was very, very adamant about a few things, but one thing particular was physical AI.
Yes,
and
robotic.
Mm-hmm. in the marketplace. So you asked, what's physical what's physical AI robotics? He brought the robot on stage with him. In the marketplace, there was tons of robots. We put it on Instagram as far as the dog, the guy that was doing, shout out to Alex Good Energy.
What up?
On the check-in.
What up? What up?
The guy that was picking up the stuff in the factories. So there was two things that Jensen was really big on. Robotics. And the other key takeaway that I got was the rational aspect of artificial intelligence. That's the new wave. I forget the exact
agentic AI.
Yep. So, all right. Like artificial intelligence as we know it today, right? Let's take ChatGPT. You ask it questions and it gives you answers, right? But it's, if you ask it like two complex questions, it'll say, I can't answer that question, or that's debatable, or it kind of steers away from asking. Like if you say, okay, what's the best religion in the world? They'll say, like, that's a debatable, which it is debatable, right? But if I ask a person that, based on their personal beliefs, based on their rational thinking, based on their upbringing, they'll tell me it's Christianity. They'll tell me it's Islam, it's Buddhism. That's their personal opinion. Like that's how conversations happen with real people, right? But AI doesn't work like that right now. But the next iteration of AI is a rational thought process where it's actually thinking in real time, it's rationalizing situations in its algorithm, and it's giving you answers based off of not only its intelligence, but also its rational mind. That's what's kind of separating humans from AI right now, because they already have intelligence, but they don't have the emotional intelligence, the rational, the how to talk,
intuition,
how to dig things up. That's the next iteration of AI. So if you think about it, like what that's going to do is lower the value of education. Because let's say like right now, lawyers get paid from a scarcity of knowledge that only a select few people in the world have. Like if you have a law degree, you're in a select few group of people in the total sum of the world, right? And that knowledge that you've acquired over 8 years and then working, that's made your education scarce, and that's made your knowledge scarce, which makes your value high.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But now if everybody has that same knowledge and that same rational thought to be able to not only say this contract is good or bad, but no, this is what we need, this is how we need to negotiate this contract, now the value of a lawyer is really nothing, because I'm a lawyer, you're a lawyer, Ian's a lawyer, everybody's a lawyer if we have the artificial intelligence.
My lawyer right here.
So he gave the example as far as going to dinner and at Thanksgiving. And it's like, now it's like, okay, if I'm gonna have my spouse there, it's like, okay, I got eight people, sit me at a table. Right now, it'll just give you a random seeding chart. But the new version will think about all scenarios. It'll ask you questions, and it'll seat people accordingly
based
on their opinion.
Seating is important. Yeah.
It's important. Deep rationale. Stop breaking protocol, man. Stop breaking protocol.
Look, say, keep going. We go that. So later. We'll do that later.
So that was a big thing that he really pushed, and you could talk about the technical side as far as how he's going to make it. It's smarter and it's using more gigs and the whole nine. But for me, those are the two things that really stuck out to me, because it was like, everybody's going to have a robot.
Mm-hmm.
The number one job in the world for men, put in chat, what's the number one job?
That was a gem.
What's the number one job in the world for men, as far as that employs the most men globally? What's the number one job in the world? And Alex, you could appreciate this. What's the number one job in the world that employs the most men? Globally, let's see if anybody gets
that.
Right.
That was one of those, like, you learn something new every day,
which brought me to my point of what I took away and how scary that is.
I'll chime in and then you can chime in on mine. So yeah, no, let them do this.
The number one job in the world for men is drivers, cab drivers, Uber Eats, truck drivers.
Yep.
Anywhere in the world, you think about it, like, you don't need a skill set to be a driver, you just need a car, right? And you could go to South Africa, you can go to India. There's always a cab driver. There's always, like, that's the number one job for men globally.
Yep.
That's going to be a race pretty soon.
Yeah,
autonomous driving. Autonomous drive is another thing that they have their partnership with GM.
Yep.
Autonomous driving is going to take hundreds of millions of jobs. So imagine all of those people. This is the number one employer for men is a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't need a driver because we have autonomous driving, what does that do to all the number one job for men in the world?
I think, and just to interject just briefly, the autonomous piece that they displayed was completely different than what we saw, like, in a Tesla, where you get in a car and it's kind of scanning your surroundings to make sure that the car's not too close to you on your right or your left, or there's somebody walking, there's a dog, there's a sidewalk. This was something completely different what we saw. This actually was understanding the physical environment based on any scenario, right? And so it would scan the area, and then it would tell you based on the weather perception how it should drive if it snowed, how it should drive if it was sleet. It studied the weather patterns, and so now it's prepared to drive in any condition. Whereas an average human, there's going to be human error. This is preparing for the human error before it even happens, right? So, like, that piece of understanding the physical world, this is a game changer. I'm not sure you finished. You want me to go?
Yeah.
So, like, this is literally in my notes. So agentic AI was that piece you were talking about. And I saw some people put in the chat, it's that reasoning piece, right? So able to ask a question, but it's also able to solve complex problems on its own, which is, we're not at that space right now, right? But that is the first thing. The physical AI, like you said, the robotics. I think the piece that he said is that physical AI with reinforcement learning. And so that's when the machine starts to learn and makes decisions in the environment, right, to maximize the reward. So, like, this machine is now doing these things, and it's like, oh, that's how I'm supposed to do it. Trial and error. This is how I'm supposed to do it. That's how I'm not supposed to do it. It was like when we thought of robotics, if they held a ball in their hand and they dropped it, it wasn't like, where did the ball go? The ball was just no longer there. The reinforced learning is like, oh, the ball dropped. It must have fell down. I have to now find it. Right. So imagine, like, it's that type of robotics. The interesting thing that he said is, like, yes, GPTs are important, right? Agents are going to be important. He said the biggest piece and the biggest opportunity left in the AI puzzle is when physical AI and reinforcement learning are combined, which is when he introduced the robotics that would come inside your home. Yeah. So we were just sitting there thinking to each other, like, wait, like, hold up, what? We're talking about Big U over here, and, like, they're putting robots in people's homes, and they're trying to rent these robots, and they already got the price points. So that was the first piece. And then we got to go into the exhibit hall and just, like you said, from a technical standpoint.
And go watch.
So, people talk about Blackwell. Like, we actually saw it. Like, in front of us, right on the table. Like, we got to pick and look at it, and, like.
Shout out to Otter.
Shout out to Otter, yeah. we saw what it looked like. And so obviously then the mind starts turning, right? Like, I'm like, there's a few times in life where you feel validated, right? And like the information felt validated. And so I'm asking questions. I'm just trying to pry from engineers. And I'm like, what's that? What's that? What's that? Knowing what I'm looking for the answer in mind. And I was like, okay, here go the racks. Who's making these racks? Okay, got my answer. All right, if that's the GPU and this is liquid cooling, who's providing the liquid cooling for this? All right, bet. If that's the GPU, who's doing the storage for that? Oh, bet. Going to vendor market, you see all the players. All the players are there. So if I'm talking about Micron, Micron's there. If I'm talking about Vertiv in terms of liquid cooling, Vertiv is there. If we're talking about Supermicro, Supermicro's there.
Shout all out to these guys.
You're starting to see all these players, and it's like, oh, this makes sense. And so when we talk about, yes, uncertainty is key to how the market moves, AI is still the story. And even when he spoke about DeepSeek, and he was like, look, you guys got this thing 100% wrong. Just because they had it and they found, they're still going to need compute, and it's still going to take a large amount of money to start to getting these compute, these GPUs out. I'm like, damn. Then the last piece was like, how are people going to even compete at this level? This, not only are they saying, hey, here's our product for 2025. Here's our product for 2026 with Blackwell Ultra. Here's our product for the second half of 2026 with Rubin. Here's our product for 2027, Rubin Ultra. Yep. Yo, here's our product for 2028, Feynman. He's already 3 years ahead in the products, right? People are just trying to make a product to compete.
Or GPUs that are three times ahead of their nearest competitor.
He's 3 years ahead. I'm talking to the people. I'm like, yo, how does this work? They were like, yo, we're in the mindset where the audience is like, hey, it's every year. He said, when we're here, it's every 6 months. We're trying to create new products every 6 months on your head top.
Ever wanted to explore the world of online trading but haven't dared try? The futures market is more active now than ever, and Plus 500 Futures is the perfect place to start. Plus 500 gives you access to a wide range of instruments, S&P 500, NASDAQ, Bitcoin, gas, and much more. Explore equity indices, energy, metals, Forex, crypto, and beyond. With a simple and intuitive platform, you can trade from anywhere, right from your phone. Deposit with a minimum of $100 and experience the fast, accessible futures trading you've been waiting for. See a trading opportunity? You will be able to trade it in just two clicks once your account is open. Not sure if you're ready? Not a problem. Plus 500 gives you an unlimited risk-free demo account with charts and analytic tools for you to practice on. With over 20 years of experience, Plus 500 is your gateway to the markets. Visit us.plus500.com to learn more. Trading in futures involves the risk of loss and is not suitable for everyone. Not all applicants will qualify. Plus 500, it's trading with a plus.
When you're with Amex Business Platinum, you have the card that works just as hard as you do. You give 150% to your business, and so does your card. With 1.5 times membership rewards points on select purchases, you earn rewards that can take your business further. And with complimentary access to more than 1,400 lounges globally, including the Centurion Lounge, you can stay up to speed no matter where your business takes you. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness.